This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are $10 and $100 individual donations to support presidential candidates. Then there are the larger checks to the campaigns and their one-step-removed representatives, known as super PACs. There's new data this week about who billionaires are supporting for president. Federal Election Commission numbers on individual political donations show hedge fund managers have given $47 million to candidates and super PACs so far. That's on track to be more than double the level of 4 years ago. Republicans are favored 3-2 by this political largesse, and among candidates, Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton are especially benefiting. From the Marketplace desk at OPB, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Five of the top 10 political contributors this year are hedge fund managers. And what might they want for their money? Here's Middlebury College political scientist Bert Johnson.
The big issue this cycle is the carried interest loophole that allows hedge fund managers to count some of their income as capital gain, which is taxed at a lower rate.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are both on record wanting to close the loophole. Political science professor Eric Heberlig at UNC Charlotte says as financiers, they also want stability, the better to make money, which he says may explain why they favor Rubio, Bush, and Cruz, not the Republican frontrunner.
Donald Trump, I would think, would be pretty scary just because of the uncertainty factor.
But Heberlig points out these hedge fund billionaires also give ideologically. That means they want to change society, not just make bigger profits. So liberal George Soros backs Hillary Clinton. Conservative libertarian Robert Mercer backs Ted Cruz. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.